Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Movida to discuss the earnings regarding the third quarter 2020. Today with us we have Mr. Renato Franklin, CEO, and Edmar Neto, CFO and IR officer. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business outlooks, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Movida's management and rely on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future results and lead to results that will materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now we'll turn the call to Mr. Renato Franklin. Please, Mr. Franklin, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you to our earnings release about the third quarter 2020. We're going to start on slide number three to talk about the highlights of the third quarter. The results of the third quarter 2020 reflect the speed in which we suited our strategy, which led us to add 3,000 cars in the quarter, already showing a recovery of growth. If you take a look at net income, we had growth of 3.6% year-on-year, and we are growing and well-positioned for our new cycle of expansion, also in our profitability. EBITDA margin showed expansion of 8.8 percentage points. With that, our total EBITDA reached 213 million reais in the period. Net income, in turn, showed a positive significant evolution month after month, totaling 37 million reais, which is net margin of 9.4%. More important than the number being 14 times larger than the second quarter is the trend that we are seeing and delivering month after month that is reinforced with the numbers of October that we are going to show you further on. On the right of the slide, we bring you the main highlights by business line. So Rent-a-Car, record occupancy, 82.2%, showing a heated market and a cost per car of R$145, which is a reduction of 22%. Again, reinforcing our comfort with the cycle of expansion in growth and profitability. Fleet management, record EBITDA by car due to the reduction of monthly costs with cars and the business line picking up growth with already contracted growth, quite robust, and we are going to see that further on. As important as it all, the Seminovos with a record in average ticket, R$41,000, an evolution of 13% in the average ticket of Seminovos. So now let's go to the next slide to talk a bit more about the numbers. But before, on slide four, we have another highlight for the company. What's that? We have a very strong alliance with Nissan, important OEM in Brazil, a partnership of more than 5 years, and reinforced the partnership with a very important fact, the launch of Nissan LEAF, 100% electric car, zero emission, very much in line with our values. I would like to reinforce that first we are starting with 50 units for us to demystify the use of the electric car, but more important than that, it's the same movement of the launch of premium cars back in 2014. Remember, we started buying Audi cars in 2014. The market thought it wasn't relevant. In 2015, we closed Mercedes. And today, the whole industry works with an extra demand niche market. So again, we are opening a new market, bringing a completely sustainable car. Leaf is a global leader in sales, being sold in more than 50 countries with more than 500,000 units produced. So we picked and choose a car that has the values and quality in line with our objective of offering differentiated services to our clients, very much in line with our service DNA, reinforcing our strategic alliance with Nissan. Now let's move on to slide number five. We'll talk a bit about our fleet. What's the main message here on the slide? First, the company difficulty in suiting our size to the market scenario. In the second quarter, we were very agile, transforming the size of the company and adapting to the current scenario very conservatively. Remember that in the beginning of the pandemic, the scenario was uncertain. We went past this stage. We were the first to go and resume purchases, adding more than 3,000 cars. So also providing for the growth of revenues in October. And we show you that of October, again, growing our fleet, showing that we are in the recovery of growth for our company. Today, we have an average age of 9 months in the rental car, 16 in fleet management, the youngest fleet in the market, again, reinforcing our position of delivering the best services and contributing to lower maintenance costs that with a new fleet, we can have record occupancy. Now, we are at a point in which we are going to accelerate growth to basically capture the growth of local tourism in the high season and continue to create new products along 2021 with a growth of increasing our fleet. Going to slide number six, we start talking about business line. I'm going to talk about the rental car. Remember that we have several actions on discounts and et cetera to keep occupancy. That was cleaned up month after month, but we see robust revenue, significant evolution against the second quarter 2020. The combination of an 83% occupancy rate and an average rate close to 70 reais already gives us revenues of around 1,800 per car, which is what we had pre-pandemic in 19. And we see possibilities of evolving these numbers. When we take a look at the daily rate, we had an increase of 4%, and we see a larger volume, which contributes to a better occupancy rate and reduction of costs. And on the right of the slide, we see the reduction of costs with gains of operational efficiency. We've always said that since our IPO, we are here to rewrite benchmarking operational efficiency in the sector. And we are going to start going to a new phase when we are going to revisit the benchmarks for the generation of value in the industry. Now we are going to slide number seven to talk about fleet management. Net revenues, 125 million reais, growth of 7% year-on-year, and as expected, a very stable development. In the third quarter, an addition of 2,000 cars in our operating fleet and growth that is contracted further on, an increase of 4% in the number of daily rates and the net revenues about 1,200, even with the drop of interest rates. Costs also with a reduction, we are gaining efficiency, even with the increase in the third quarter, going back to maintenance costs and really having more drivings of the cars because in the second quarter, the mileage was very low. So again, this is a financial operation with resilience, and we have a very robust commercial pipeline. We are closing contracts in the third quarter to be implemented in the coming months, showing already contracted growth for this business line and a very positive trend. We are going to talk a bit more about that, talking about the avenues of growth for Movida. The semi-novos, the used car lines, well, net revenues grew 10% year on year, reaching 640 million reals. We went back to the natural turnover of the fleet with record sales, and now we are back to the usual turnover. Average ticket, a record of 45,000 reals. The mix already had an influence in that, but also record gross margin with 7%. So evidencing the consolidation of this industry that has a very positive trend, well-structured teams, well-structured projects, diluting admin expenses that reached 6% in the third quarter. In the short term, we see a very positive scenario. The numbers are quite encouraging. We always have a conservative view when we look into the future. We don't know what's going to happen. We know that there is a second wave in Brazil. We don't know if this is going to impact us or not, but the numbers are quite encouraging. We are going to talk about October, and you're going to see a very positive evolution. So we see room for greater margin because we have a very comfortable balance sheet. Edmar is going to talk about that. And we might have even reduction of depreciation because the numbers are quite positive. And we are going to revisit that month after month. Now, I'm going to turn to Edmar, our CFO, to approach these topics and also continue the presentation. Hello, Renato and everyone. Let's go then to slide number nine, which is the traditional slide that we show in terms of depreciation. So the last 12 months, depreciation of the rent-a-car business was 3,400 reais, and for fleet managed, 4,200. The new piece of information is in the bottom of the slide, which is year-to-date depreciation, according to our balance sheet. And here we see what we indeed did in the last month to increase depreciation, which was our scenario in the pandemic. So we are just delivering what we thought was important at the time. So we had an advance of 3.5 to 5.6. That means that we are building additional muscles in our balance sheet of 100 million, which will help us with sales for 2021 and 2022. So for us, this is a very important point because it will ensure us that during the pandemic, the semi-novos will have a positive trend and a stable trend. So this is a new view, a new piece of information that is important for us to disclose. Now, to talk about results, I'm going to start with the operational area and EBITDA. In the rent-a-car business, we saw a recovery of demand and the cutting of costs that helped us dilute our structure, leading to a margin of 44%, evolution of 20 percentage points compared to the second quarter. The pandemic brought news to us, so we had to, to do a lot in a short period of time. When we talk about the rent-a-car business, we have a reduction first of the EBIT margin and then a more careful depreciation, and now we see a huge evolution for the third quarter. In fleet management and outsourcing, if you see an annual comparison, 66% margin is gross if you compare year on year. Now we have a lower margin because of the depreciation, earning a bit again better year on year and certain stability quarter on quarter. And again, fleet management depreciation is more stable than rent-a-car. Seminovos, our used car business, again showing all the improvements that we had in the last 12 months, positive EBITDA margins, and also positive EBIT margins. And we believe that this is the trend that we are going to see further on. So if we were to summarize the highlights here, good recovery in the rent-a-car, stability in fleet management, and consolidation in the seminovos. On the next slide, I'm going to talk about our consolidated results. revenue once again went past 4 million reais. Now, year on year, we had the highest share of the Seminovos, quarter on quarter, a bit more on the rent-a-car, EBITDA, that was an increase of 14% compared to last year, 213 million. And that shows, you know, the efforts of the company during the pandemic and the things that we are bringing to the inside. EBIT with a reduction of 4 percentage points year on year, again, because of the timely depreciation. And net income, as Renato mentioned, goes down year on year, but shows a 14% increase when we talk about the pandemic period alone. Now I'm going to go to slide number 12, in which we talk about our cash position, indebtedness, and what we have been doing. That's just a minute. There is a phone ringing. Okay. So here we show quite robust liquidity and balance sheet. Basically, 117 that you can see. I'm sorry, along with what we had in terms of net debt asset ratio, 0.4, very much in line with the third quarter. And here we show that our leverage is completely under control, showing that we have huge room to grow in our balance sheet. Just to reinforce here, we have been contacted the credit market. Recently, we had the issuance of 600 million in debentures with a five-year term, again showing that we are going to carry our cash. We are going to be conservative because we believe that this is a scenario that requires our attention. To your right, we have a very simple exercise just for you to know our capacity to grow without expanding margin, without doing anything, and get to a number of 20,000 cars. And why is that important? Because everything we did as of the pandemic, we had 2 quarters to make readjustments, resume growth, and then everything's ready now with a positive scenario. We are going to resume growth, and that balance sheet shows that we have room for that. Now I'm going to go to slide number 13, where we have a quick update about ESG. ESG. I just would like to make a point that reflects the way we think things in Movida. For us, ESG is connected to generation of value for the company in the long term. This area, because of that, is under Edmar, the CFO, myself, because we believe it is strategic. And here are some of the initiatives that we are taking into effect. We have trained more than 8,000 suppliers. Renato talked about Nissan LEAF. We are mapping climate risks according to the Task Force on Climate-related Financial Disclosures. We have the Araguaia SOS project to really not only, you know, talk about actions, but actually engaging into actions. We have several initiatives in human capital. We expanded already our operation with the presence in the plus 50 years in terms of balancing our presence. In terms of human capital. And I would like to go to slide number 14, which is an investment in social responsibility, because we in Movida believe that besides everything that we do, we have to have an active role in society together with companies that share our mindset. And here we have the Sistema Organizado de Moradores. This is a project that wants to revitalize the downtown São Paulo, giving access to housing and urban mobility. And once again, we are contributing to them. Well, not to forget anyone, it's Govida, Gerdau, Moratex, everyone working on behalf of this project, again, to really make a difference in society. Well, all that said, I'm going to turn back to Renato once again, and he's going to talk about our October numbers. Thank you, Edmar. Well, as Edmar mentioned, just to talk about ESG projects, they are the ones that add value to us. So we are going to have you also, the car rental to the audiences that we are focusing on, all that to generate value. To talk about October, I think this is, an important landmark. We have, very structural plans. We started back there in 18, 19, and for 20 as well. So we have been, following the plans in 2020, but we are also taking into consideration the impacts of the pandemic. With that, we are going into the fourth quarter now with less pandemic effect, resuming growth. So going back to our market with a strong demand and, as well prepared or even better than planned. So everything that Edmar mentioned in terms of a robust cash flow, that we have no more bottlenecks in terms of performance. You see our room for leverage, EBITDA. We are stronger than last year. So the gain of EBITDA margin also enables us to grow faster, and the company's cash generation that always enabled us to grow close to 20%. So we see a very positive scenario. And on slide 15, you have a preview of October, non-audited numbers so far, just to show you clearly how we see the market today. So in the rent-a-car, you see the month-by-month trend. You see growth 20% in October, higher than the average third quarter. So we show an acceleration of demand with growth without discounts with new sales. And when we get in fleet management, revenue growing by 5%, new contracts, as we mentioned before, and we have the Movida brand new car, the 0 km, that is accounted for as of October in this business line. We are going to talk about this project further on, but it will affect the fleet management line so far. And Seminovos, as we said, record numbers, the average ticket has an impact on our revenues and gross margins increasingly better. And we give you an overview of depreciation, as Edmar mentioned. Our numbers are better than expected in the pandemic. Today, we do not see signs of a second wave, although we are prepared for that. And we are reevaluating our depreciation with significant drop in October, but we are going to continue to monitor that as we move along. You see that we already have R$7 million of depreciation as of October. So now let's go to the next slide, slide 16, talking about the operational highlights for October. As we had record revenues in the rent-a-car business, we had record occupancy, 86%, number of daily rates going up, fleet going up, average daily rate growing by 10% already without the pandemic discounts and pre-pandemic discounts. Still, we have some to capture retroactively, and we have high season in front of us. Fleet management, growth of fleet number of daily rates also growing proportionally. So this is a business that continues to grow. And in the Seminovos, again, a record in average ticket, the evolution continues to start. So just as a reminder, we have new digital channels for Seminovos, e-commerce delivery, wholesale apps to really encourage, people to go to these channels, we had financial incentives. Now we are gaining scale and we no longer need financial incentives. So the prices are going back to normal, which enables us to recover our gross margin. Sorry, going on. The line dropped, but I'm in another one. So Seminovos is evolving every ticket, and now the overview is completely different of what it was like 3 months ago. We are back to plan. We are very much encouraged and very much prepared for higher growth and margin expansion. So this is our scenario from further on. Why are we so confident? So let's go to slide number 17, talking about the avenues of growth that we have for our industry. And here in Movida, we are very well positioned for that. So during the pandemic, we invested to build more platforms. And now, what is the scenario like? We see our capacity of penetration of timely rentals for for local tourism because people cannot go abroad, but also urban movements. In addition, a monthly product like Mensal Flex continue very high, and also because of an increase of unemployment, we have more demand for app transportation. We continue with our focus not only on individuals, that is our highest vocation since the beginning, individuals, digital presence, this is where we gain market share, but also the corporate segment that starts to show recovery with more car trips every month. We continue focused to expand our product line with several recent launches. The most recent launch was Movida Cargo. With this product, we are occupying a promising space in e-commerce. E-commerce is growing more than 20% a year. It's a huge market, and lots of unemployed people are now working as delivery drivers. We have a partnership with Magazine Luiza that broaden our possibilities and give more possibilities with small deliveries owners. We have already partnerships with most of the retailers, and very soon we are going to have news in this business line. Another market for the rental car business with huge potential for growth. So the Movida Zero Kilometer, the brand new cars, we launched it last year, but that became an e-commerce platform. It gained maturity both commercially because it has more scale, but also operationally. Today, we are the only player in the market in which you can do everything on e-commerce with ready to deliver. And that really improves our capacity to grow in this business. And we continue to focus on small and medium groups. We have a digital cell to enhance our services in fleet management and outsourcing. This was launched for the rental car business a few months ago, and now for fleet management, and it's already performing very well. In the short term, it's showing maturity, enjoying everything that we learned from the rental car area. We are going to grow more and more on this business line with above average margins and huge potential to grow. In Seminovos, as I said, we have e-commerce, delivery, and that mix of the wholesale retail sales, which is a very good channel to us. So today, our Seminovos operation is consolidated, mature, proved resilient in the toughest time of the pandemic, showing that our team is ready to cope with new moments. And now we are ready. The maturation of initiatives came to an end. Now it's time to expansion, to grow prices, to grow profitability, and to be at a new pace of growth. Now, I will invite you to turn to slide number 18, just for us to close this presentation. So the foundation of everything, we have the market with all foundations conserved, heated demand, healthy competition. We see huge space for growth, as I mentioned on the previous slide. Going to the towers to support growth, we have operations focused on our customers and constant evolution of our indicators, as you can see on this slide. In the Rent-a-Car, we have occupancy rates second to none in the market, never tested before. Why? Because of the web check-in that we launched. Everybody knows, to web check-in, with flights. You don't have to go to the counter. It's easier for you to board. In the Rent-a-Car store of Movida today, you can do that, and you optimize process, you reduce costs, and you improve by far the customer experience. This is going to be even driven in terms of gains of margin and scale as we pick up growth. We are connecting the backup line. You may go on. Hello. I'm sorry, everyone. Now we had a power off in our meeting. Anyway, fleet management, we can see more and more clients trying to work with us. Here we want to gain scale, especially with the new products that we talked about. In the Seminovos, retail has been our focus, and the wholesale retail mix with very good margin. We see a positive evolution in our stores, and we want to grow this operation because we believe that today we have a much greater capacity to sell than before. In a nutshell, we are ready operationally in terms of balance sheet to enjoy solid growth. In October, from July to October, we already added thousands of cars, and the idea is to be prepared to enjoy even more gains of scale. Putting together all these pillars, we are going to generate further value for our company. We are also, according to the Melhores Investimentos magazine, one of the best companies in Brazil, and in terms of innovation, the best Rent-a-Car company. I had the honor of being elected Executive of the Year by Valor magazine. It is our team that has driven our success, bringing recognition from the market. Again, the idea is every day to do more and better. I thank you for your support. Thank you, investors, employees, clients, and creditors. Without you, we wouldn't be able to go through difficult times as fast as we managed to do. Today, we are even more confident that we are ready to grow with profitability. We are very well positioned with the OEMs, long-term relationship. We're going back to buy. We were on the first. We have almost all cars for next year's guaranteed with good terms. Together, we are going to rewrite benchmarks of efficiency and value generation in the sector. Life is to be Movida, is to be moved with confidence and certainty. We are ready for this new cycle of growth. Okay, now we are open for your questions. Let's start the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the list, press star two. Our first question comes from Vitui Duzac from Bradesco BBI.
Hello, good morning. Congratulations on your results. I have two questions. The first, Edmar, about the slide that you talk about depreciation, and you talked about the cushion that you have in your balance sheet. At the same time, some of your expectations to drop depreciation levels. I would like to understand if it makes sense as to expect for 2021 depreciation to turn into Seminovos margin. And with regard to that, in the results of the first quarter, you had some of the money that was used as a cushion that has not been used yet. And my second question, well, is that true? And my second question is about the contracts. Renato did talk a bit more about an improvement in your average ticket in October. Could you give us a breakdown? What is better admin expenses and what is better contract? Well, let me start, Victor. This is Edmar speaking. I'll first talk about depreciation. Well, just going back in time, remember, we had a very cautious view about what could happen with the pandemic. And then we decided to take that move in the first quarter, and then a simultaneous decision of increasing depreciation for that time. Yes, you're right in terms of depreciation. Now, in the fourth quarter, we are confident that the scenario has improved, which gives us the comfort, as October numbers show, to reduce depreciation on a monthly basis because the scenario is better. Second, also regarding to the impairment, you are right. There was the use, we used part of the impairment. So in our discussions with the auditors in the end of the year, we are going to see how we are going to address that. But all that added, we have a very positive visibility to the cars that are in our fleet and that will be sold in 2021 and 2022. They already have prices with very appealing numbers, thinking of the margins that we are having in the Seminovos market. Again, this is a snapshot of today. Things can change tomorrow. But in the short term, we are comfort to first say that depreciation is going to go down. And yes, you're right, for 2021 and 2022, there is a positive sign in terms of margins for the Seminovos. Now I'll turn over to Renato. Thanks for your question, Victor. Talking about depreciation increase of prices for October, the impact here is reduction of discounts and back to normal. It's not an impact of mix for October. This is very small because, you know, monthly contracts grew a lot and they continue to grow. So the mix, if you think of daily rates, is even worse than last year. So it's much more an improve in our prices, enabling us to grow our margins. That's it. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Rogério Araújo from UBS. Rogério Araújo, may go on. Hello, good morning, Renata, Edmar, Camila. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. One, costs. We saw a strong reduction this quarter. Headquarters, advertising, real estate, admin expenses as a whole. And even with the drop of revenues, we see an increase in margins. I would like to know what you consider is recurrent, what we should expect from now on, and what's not. And for October, it seems that revenue by cars are back to normal. Does that mean that the margin is going to be even greater, given the fact that if you carry the cost reduction with a better revenue, then you are going to see much better margins? So this is my first question. Hi, Rogério. Edmar here. First, with regard to cost reductions, yes, you talked about headcount, for instance. We did have a decrease in March and April, and this is going to be fully captured a long time. Other discretionary expenses, we also had reduction, advertising, marketing, that were transferred to taken over by information technology. Of course, as the company grows, this is going to increase, but not to past levels. Real estate, we had an important decrease in the second, third quarter. We are talking about that. We are renegotiating our property rental fees, and we are going to have long-term gains. So cost reduction is real to stay. A part of it is going to be captured by margins. So you are right. Revenues are back. Margins are going to expand in the fourth quarter. We have no questions about that. We do see these things happen. You just have to look at the third quarter. Even without the full revenue back compared to last year, we already had an expansion of margin. That was quite substantial. So that's why we are confident. And the idea is that to pick up growth, and because the company is operating over new bases. Great, Edmar. And my second question is a follow-on Vitor's question about Seminovos. We would have seen extremely strong results if Seminovos had followed their other segments. You performed very well with a bit margin, huge expansion. I would like to understand your expectation and also a bit more color on the past quarters, particularly this one. Without the impairment effect, you have a negative margin for Seminovos of 1.6%. We understand that there was lower gains of scale because you sold more cars in the second quarter and less in the third quarter compared to the competition. But still, the difference of margin was huge. And now with that increased depreciation, we're a bit confused. So if you could give us a bit more color about what happened, especially compared to the other players, why you are selling cars with a lower margin and increasing depreciation while the others are decreasing it. So I would like to know your rationale, what you're taking into consideration, what is your mindset, just to explain what it is like, just for us to have some comfort about margins and depreciation from now on. Thanks for your question, Rogério. Just giving you an overview of Seminovos. Indeed, the prices are going up. And if we had the same volumes, we would have zeroed margins even without the impairment. In the second quarter, the market was not what it is today. The prices were very different. If you take of our average price of October and you compare to the second quarter, you're going to see a 20% difference. So the scenario is very different in terms of prices today and the second quarter. Our strategy was to continue selling even with additional discounts on the wholesale and digital channels. When we had the retail digital channel, we had incentives because it was a new channel. People didn't have the habit of buying a car completely online. So we provided discounts, and we prepared the company for the future. An increase in depreciation now in the third quarter is very much in line with the vision that we had in the past, looking at the world and thinking, are we going to have a second wave or not? It's hard to tell if we are going to have a second wave, if it's going to be in the first quarter of 21, second quarter of 21. That's why we increased depreciation. The numbers we see, sales prices are quite comfortable and show us opportunities to calibrate depreciation and convert sales. Depreciation, the market is better than expected, we are going to have better margin. So, if you look back, we had discounts to ensure execution. Now we are mature, back to normal, and we are going to adjust things as we see things happening with a more conservative balance sheet to support our growth in Seminovos as well. Was it clear? Yes, quite clear. Renata, Edmar, thank you very much.
We thank you.
Our next question is coming from Henrique Simões from Credit Suisse. Good morning, Renato, Edmar. I have two questions. First, if you could give a bit more color on Movida Zero Quilômetros program. And the second, about your fleet, because we see a good market for the sale of used cars, but OEMs are taking a bit more time to deliver cars. So, in the first quarter of 2021, I suppose that you might have some difficulties to receive the cars. Are you planning to hold sales until you receive the new cars, or are you thinking of seizing, enjoying the demand? Well, thank you, Henrique. First, the Zero Quilômetro, the brand new cars, performing very well. I think this is, something that is showing very strong growth. Our platform is very well put together. We have very high NPS, and growth is, based on us buying more cars and making them available to sell. So supply is proportional to, or demand is going to be proportional to supply. The second question about fleet. Our strategy is going to be basically the same as every year. In the fourth quarter, we stop selling a bit more. In October, we already have a slightly lower volume, and this is to be kept because, again, we want to provide services to those clients that will need their cars during the high season. It's a huge demand. We have many loyal clients. We want to expand our customer base. So the core now is to grow fleet. We already have our plans until the end of the year. We want to perhaps to go further than what we expected, but we already have a guarantee in terms of volumes to meet our plans. Because we moved faster, we had an additional discount and a very strong alliance to guarantee that we are going to have the cars for the growth that we need. And the market's competitive and we are negotiating. We are prepared for strong growth inside in the market, and we have a purchase plan that ensures us a strong growth. Can it be even greater? Oh, yes, and that's why we are negotiating and picking up opportunities.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you have a question, just press star one.
Our next question comes from the webcast, Márcio Prado from Fundo Capital. What is the company's position with regard to the merger Localiza Unidas? Are you challenging CADE? Do you see opportunities with this merger?
Thanks for your question, Márcio.
Well, mergers are things that happen in any economy or industry. It does not change our plans. They continue the same, focus on execution, differentiated positioning, focus on individuals and digital. So our business plan continues to be the same. There are some positive factors. The industry starts to have two players, which is important for everyone. But we gain, I think, strength in the market. And for them, they gain scale. So I think it's just, life as usual. Nothing changes to us.
Our next question comes from Roberto Versani from Citibank.
Hello, everyone. It's Roberta. I would just like to ask a quick question. I would like to know how you see Movida's change of mix if we are to have a mass vaccination. are going to use more public transportation, they are going to travel less. What would happen if we had a COVID vaccine and mass vaccination, and how would that affect your business?
Well, mass vaccination, we have three alternatives. We can have the herd immunization, or we have the final treatment. It is a very positive scenario for our company. Remember, what we have the most margins are leisure trips that are still very low. Air companies are not operating as they were in the past. And corporate traveling. And when you talk about urban mobility, people going back to public transportation, this is, penetration that we have very little. So people are thinking of the alternative of car transportation. Sometimes it's cheaper than bus. If you have four people sharing a car, it is less expensive than taking the bus. And you are more efficient, you have more time to work, and etc. So our market is even better in the case of recovery of the economy and mass vaccination. Remembering fleet management, many companies reduce, their travels. So corporate, if it grows, the economy is going to grow. We are going to resume growth. That helps us with demand, pressuring prices up, and consequently generating more profitability. So growth, we already have the demand, but we can have more demand and then we have better prices. That's what we see.
Okay, great, thank you. Just out of curiosity, Uber, do you see any change in that segment? Uber continues to be very strong. It was strong before the pandemic, it continues to be strong. The price now is much better because of the total demand that we have. So the price is higher than the pre-pandemic, but it continues to be a strong segment. The app market as a whole does not grow as much, but the penetration of rental in the app market grows. So for our industry, because we are underpenetrated, we'll continue to see growth in this market niche throughout the year. Again, remember, we have more focus on digital and individuals.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Roberta. Our next question comes from Daniele Nobis on web server. What is your strategy to order new cars with the OEMs?
Thanks for the question, Daniele. We really started very early. We already closed all our agreements for 2020 and with many OEMs for 2021, ensuring growth. We still have some discussions, especially with additional opportunities if the market continues to respond above our expectations. So a very positive bias and no, I would say, important risks to Movida right now.
Our next question comes from Alejandro. Thanks for the presentation. About depreciation by car. Prospects seem to be better. So why are you changing? How about the competition? Did they keep the depreciation the same?
This is Edmar answering your question, Alejandro. Alejandro, thanks for your question. We are going to reinforce what we believe in. We brought higher depreciation so far because we are being cautious vis-a-vis the scenario. As the scenario shows to be more positive, as it's showing in the fourth quarter, we are reducing depreciation. And this is what we believe in. If, months after months that, things are better, the trend is going to continue. When you look further on, 21, 22, Everything that we did gives us the comfort to face any scenario, be it negative or positive. As a reminder, if you have a question, just press star one. There are no further questions, so therefore we are going to turn the call to the company management for the final remarks. You may go on. Once again, I would like to thank you very much for attending the call. My final takeaway message, we are according to plans. Movida has proven to be very strong in execution, in line with our plans. We had the impact of the pandemic in two quarters, but now we are back to normal. Fourth quarter is going to be very strong, 2021 very strong. We are very optimistic and encouraged with what we have to deliver in the coming months and years. We have a long-term commitment here to generate value in line with our board and shareholders, always seeking for opportunities to grow. We have space in our balance sheet. We are able to provide for growth for next year, gaining margins, improving leverage, generating our own cash, and having the support for additional opportunities. We are going through our best times. Thank you again for your trust, support. We've been through the worst, and now it is go back to growth, taking care of our clients and our people, which makes us really encouraged for what is to come. Thank you very much. Have an excellent day, an excellent week. Remember, life is to be Movida with health. Movida's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for your attendance and wish you a very good afternoon.